Our God is great, amen. And he is worthy to be praised, amen. Let us bow our heads. We'll wait to ask. Amen. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you because we know that you are already here. And we know that we're standing to do the invocation to invite you into this place. But we know that your presence is already sitting with us. And so we come this morning to say thank you. Because when your presence is here, we can feel you. We can hear you. We can sense you. We can get a better understanding of who you are. And so we are so thankful for you allowing us to do that because you are a God who shares himself with his people. And we thank you now because we know that you will share yourself with us today. Give us what we need. Empower us. Lift us up. It's in your son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let your heart say amen. Amen. We'll now have our opening hymn 516.
Thank you. To come from that and just settle down a little bit. But let's settle into a time of prayer. Will you pray with me? Beloved God, holy God, creator, redeemer, sustainer God, we come before you this day celebrating all that you are to us, celebrating all that you have given us and all that you call us to do. Sometimes it's easy, God, and sometimes it's hard. But we know that you don't ask us to do anything that you haven't already thought through, that you already haven't put your wisdom into, your might, your strength, and your hope. Yes. And so, God, on this day, as we gather together as church, not the building, but the people, we remember the generations who have come before us, those who have created this foundation upon which this church continues to build and to serve and to love. And God, we ask that you remind us that we are not individuals, but that we are part of a body, part of your body, the body of Christ. And that body is deep, and that body is strong, and that body has so much promise. So God, as we worship this day, I ask that you keep us connected, that you remind us of those who are struggling, those who are sick, those who are weary, those who are hurting, those who are lost, those who are imprisoned, those who cannot yet find their way. Let us be beacons of your light for them. And God, we ask that you are with each person here and those who are not here yet today, that we might find in you, find in your love, find in Jesus Christ the way that you call us forward to serve and to love. And God, we ask that as we gather here in this safe shelter, that you remind us that there's a big world out there, and there is so much going on. There is war, and there is hunger, and there are people hurting people, and there are dangers that are not even yet seen. God, keep us mindful. Keep us mindful that you have called us forth to bring love into the world and hope into the world. Fill us each and every day with your energy and your spirit and your determination that already has taken place because we know that love will prevail. Holy One, as we worship now, as we hear the good word, as we are embodied in this place, I ask your blessing upon my brother, Reverend Robinson, as he brings your message to us this day, and as we take it forward into the world. Be with us, Holy One. Gift us and nudge us when we stand still. For all the good gifts you have given us and for what is yet to come, we thank you and praise you in Christ's holy and beloved name. Amen.
We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. Today, Master, say thank you for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master God, that we use them to uplift your kingdom. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Of your strength is now, I need to come and check your pulse. Hey, man, those notes you were hitting were sending chills through my body. Lord, have mercy. Every time she comes, I know I'm in trouble. She's going to stir me up. Amen. Amen. I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yeah. You see, in order to win this fight, I've got to give God all that is right. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. My mountains get high, I live for Jesus. My valleys get low, I live for Jesus. My way gets dark, I live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, I like the way He set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus. Mm.
somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, yeah, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus all of their days. Oh, yeah. The Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, I like the way He set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on, join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yeah. See, you can't stop me. You may as well join me. You can't stop me. You may as well join me. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, yeah, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus all of their days. Oh, yeah. The Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening, He set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. All of my, all of my, all of my, every one of my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that stirred me up, I had to calm myself down. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, I've been preaching so fast, you thought I was speaking in tongues. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Duane. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have your Bibles with you, and I know I have 5 minutes, so let's see what I can do. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. And for the sake of time, I just read verses 5 and 6. 2 Timothy, first chapter, verses 5 through 9. It reads, "When I call the remembrance, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Amen. Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to talk from the subject precious memories. Precious memories. For today we have come to celebrate and recognize the courage and the conviction of those who have come before us, who were like-minded, who answered the call to help to diminish the evils of their time. They fought against slavery. They fought to educate the African American. We come today to say thank you to them, for they stood when it wasn't popular to stand. They stood when odds was against them, when things could turn bad for them just for standing and speaking up. But yet and still, they had courage
to stand. I say that to my brothers and sisters today because, as you see, many of us today don't have the courage that we ought to have. Many of us don't stand when we ought to stand. Most of us are quiet because it does not affect us. But I tell you, my sisters and my brothers, everything that happens affects us. And we must understand that when we are quiet, we are complicit with those who are doing the evil. I say something because the church has been quiet for far too long. It's time for the church to start back speaking up and having a say about things. You know my soapbox about separation of church and state. There is no such thing as separating church and state. Because how are you going to separate yourself? You can't split yourself in half. We're not amoebas. We can't split and still yet exist. It's time out for us being quiet. Our forefathers had the forward thinking where they bind themselves together, those of like minds, those who had zeal, who had compassion, passion about the word of God. On our jobs, we don't even talk about the word of God. We are quiet when we ought to be speaking. But today we come to say thank you to those who saw John 17 and 21 and felt that everyone in the world ought to experience what Jesus was talking about. They felt that no one needs to be left out. They believed in unifying all races and all nations. Working through our differences, working through our struggles, working through our hard places. Church, we need to learn how to work together. You heard B say today the church split three times. Because we were not willing to work together. But let me tell you that we have entered into a covenant relationship with one another. If you understand a covenant relationship means that it may not always go well, but despite what happens, we still will sit down and find common ground. Our forefathers knew this. Our forefathers worked hard to keep those who thought alike together. They worked hard to bring amongst them people who are willing to sacrifice it all. Are we willing to sacrifice? So many of us today, we're so selfish, we're caught up in our own way of thinking. We're caught up in our own ideology. We're caught up in our own theology. Most times the preacher can't say nothing to you because you know what the preacher ought to be saying. Down on my soapbox for a second. I hate that they ever found Google. Google is the worst thing that ever happened to society. It's the worst thing that ever happened to the church. It's the worst thing that ever happened to our children. Because anytime you ask them a question, they say, "Let me see what Google got to say." Google does not know everything. We need to learn how to find common ground and to work for the same goal. We may not agree on how to get there, but we should agree on that we need to get there. And we can work on how to get there. Compromise, working through things, seeing things through, getting our understanding, sitting down and talking with each other. Instead of talking at each other. Our forefathers found that it was important to talk to each other to get an understanding so that we can build something that would last forever. here we are, a part of the UCC, founded by the AMA. Here we are sitting on a foundation that says that we are not only unified now, but we are still unified. In other words, the work should not stop. The work should continue on. The work should move forward. But we can't move forward if you're sitting on the sideline. We can't move forward if you can't sit down and talk to each other. We can't move forward if you can't find love. Paul wanted Timothy to understand that he loved him. And not only that he loved him, but he wanted him to understand that the tradition from which you stand on would give you power to go into the future to do things you never thought you could do. He wanted him to understand that not only did you receive a strong teaching, but that teaching came from Jesus through me, through your parents. We need to continue the traditions that would lead us into a place where we can find unity. I hear you, Reverend, we already got it. No, we don't. We have yet to achieve unity. We have yet to get past our own selfishness. We have yet to put down the walls and be honest and transparent with one another so that we can make a difference in this world. If you want to honor their memories, if you want to make their memories precious, move forward on what they built. Don't let it stop here. Don't let it fall by the wayside. Pick up the banner and run with it. Pick up your cross. As Jesus said, in order for you to pick up your cross, you must lose your own life. In order for you to pick up this banner, you got to stop being selfish. You got to stop thinking about yourself. You got to stop thinking just about your church. You just stop thinking about just your city or your state. You must think about the body of God as a whole community. It's not just about blacks. It's not just about whites. It's not just about the Indians. It's about every facet of mankind. Jesus was preaching about a kingdom, not about a religion. If you want to make their memories precious, pick up the banner. Glory be to God. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. That was about 6 minutes long. Amen. The doors of our Father's house are now open if there be any. Time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. The time is now. Father God, we come now to say thank you for this day, for we have been able to be a part of something that's beyond words.
150 years of service. But not only 150 years of service, but a future of another 150 years of service. We say that because we believe that we will go on and do the work that you have called us to do. And we pray, Master, that when we walk, every step will be ordered by you. Because if our steps are ordered by you, we'll walk in your will. If we're walking in your will, your power go before us, resides with us, and protect us. We pray now, Master, that everyone that's here, Master, when they leave this place, that you would be with them, that you walk with them, talk with them, carry them, lift them, make a way out of no way for them. We ask, Master, that you do these things, that you keep our hearts, and watch over until we can return to the place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen.